Harris of Virginia. And welcome to our reflection for today. It's Monday, the 22nd of April. How quickly the year's going. It's great that you are able to join us today. So we come and let's just be aware that God is with us wherever we are, whatever we are doing. Let's just pause for a moment and know that God is with us. Into your presence we come, God of grace and peace, who was and is and ever shall be, the Eternal One. Eternal One, for whom both day and night are both alike, still our mind and body, that we may pause to sense your presence with us in this time. Amen. We're continuing as we journey through some of the Psalms, and today we are going to be looking at Psalm 84, verses 1 to 4. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So we've grown very accustomed, haven't we, to the idea that God is everywhere. It doesn't matter where we meet him. We can meet him on a mountaintop. We can meet him in our bedroom, in our kitchen, in our church. But we all have those places, perhaps, where we feel a particular closeness with God. And it might be that that is in the church, or it is in a certain place where you might go to walk, or you might have a certain place in your house where you feel that when you sit there, a particular closeness with God. These are often called the thin places, where we really feel that God is almost just a breath away. Well, in this psalm, the psalmist is so looking forward to arriving in the holy place of God as he journeys towards it. It's the holy place here is the temple of Jerusalem, which is a very special site, the dwelling place of God. And the writer's journey towards God's temple and altar is a journey towards the heart of God, a pilgrimage into God's presence. It's a psalm, though, not about buildings, important though they might be, but about that intimacy, that yearning for the presence and the intimacy of God, just coming so close. Having that real sense that God is next to us, is touching us, is holding us. And that's what the psalmist is excited about and looking forward to. And as I said, we can meet God in any place because he is everywhere. So I wonder today, where might that thin place be for you where you might encounter God's presence in a way that is so deep, that is so close? Perhaps if it is a favourite walk, or maybe if you're around and you can just pop into church, why not come into that thin place and be in God's presence for a little while? Amen. So as we sit with God, we bring to him our dreams and desires, our worries and fears, our concerns for the world and its people. And in a time of silence, lift to God the areas or the situations that you are particularly concerned about. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And we open ourselves to God as we pray. Loving Lord, increase our hope and trust in you. Dispel our apathy, inspire our imagination, and deepen our commitment to journey with you. May we find courage and humility, patience and strength, to carry hope into the world and allow your light to shine from within us. Amen. May the love of the Creator go before us. May the life of the Redeemer be within us. May the joy of the Spirit shine through us. Amen. Let us walk in the light of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways, and we may walk in his path. So friends, that draws us to the end of our reflection today. And I do hope that you have space. Maybe even after this reflection, you might want to sit where you are and just experience the presence of God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the God who will be with you in all that you do and will never leave your side. So take care and God bless.